Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim, and our guest today is TJ. So TJ, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
So my real name is Pharrell Johnson, but everyone calls me TJ for short because it's easy to remember, minus some people. They actually still forget TJ. But I live in Dallas, which is actually where I'm from, so I'm a native, and I am owner and operator of Sweet Nothings and Pastries, a local bakery here in Dallas.
Awesome. So how did you get the idea to start this bakery?
So kind of started on like a bad streak of luck with college. The idea formulated definitely in high school that I was like, okay, I definitely know I want to be a chef. Then baking started to catch my interest a little bit more. And so that kind of shifted me towards the pastry bakery side. But I got to college right after high school, got suspended the first year. Didn't go back for like another 2 or 3 years and went back for another year and a half and realized that you don't get a degree in baking. You just get a certificate that says, you know what you're doing in the kitchen bakery wise. And I was like, well, no, I want a degree. And I was like, well, if I don't get a degree, I'm not going to do this. So I dropped out. And I was like, okay, I've always wanted to own my bakery. I don't know where to start. So I'm just going to start at home. And I looked up the laws and things of that nature, and it turns out you could do a home-based business in Texas. So it started there while I was also working full-time in the industry as well. So, you know, front of house, back of house, host, server, busboy, management, so, you know, all that. So that's where it started. And now it's grown into a lot more than I expected. but I now have entered into a shared storefront space, and it's a whole nother realm, chaos to operate in and work with. But it's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of lessons being learned as we speak.
Yeah, definitely. So can you talk more about that? Like being in a store, I'm sure there's definitely lots of advantages because people can actually taste your product, maybe even like try samples. It's different than selling online. So can you talk more about how that's helped your business?
Yeah, absolutely. It's increased my visibility as far as like, you know, of course the branding purposes. And then like you said, it's a physical location where people can actually walk in. For years, and even now I have people asking like, hey, can I come in and, you know, buy something, or I need to pick this up, or what do you have on hand? And beforehand I was like, yeah, I mean, you can come to my apartment if you want to, but you know, I don't have anything ready. So now it allows me to have more accessibility, or rather my clients or even future clients to have accessibility to my product. Overall, it's a nice place to be able to actually have a platform or actual space to display it versus like, you know, using online purposes or social media to suffice. And sometimes that's not enough. Some people can be okay with that. Some people aren't. It has its advantages for sure.
Awesome. So can you talk more about like what makes your products unique, like, or better than your competition? Like what's so great about your bakery as opposed to like anyone else's?
Well, I'm a humble baker, so I won't say it out loud that I'm better than anyone, because at the end of the day, I feel like it's only a competition if we make it a competition, because at the end of the day, we're all just trying to pay our bills. Even, you know, the corporations like, you know, Tips Treats and such. I feel like what's niche about me is my customer service. And my product itself, honestly, is just the creativity that I have with it. I have some, you know, pretty simple recipes, like your general chocolate, vanilla kind of things. But I do love flavor profiling. So ever so often and really a lot, I try to play with flavors and do something different and use contrasting flavors that people never think of. And that's, now that I have a storefront, I can actually do that more often and have a way to showcase that. So it gives people an opportunity to not only try it, but also want to come back. And they could say, oh, well, you know, Snap Pastries is the only place I've got this, you know, lemon, white chocolate, you know, crushed pepper cupcake, you know, whatever flavors I decide to do. But ultimately, my uniqueness is my creativity and my customer service, since that's majority of my background.
That's great. Human factor is always matchless in this case for sure. But I'm a tech person, so I always talk about the tech. So how do you incorporate technology in your daily business?
I mean, I've learned about a few systems. One thing for sure that's helped me a lot is I don't know how tech it is, but QuickBooks has been like a big help in keeping the back end organized. Not just the numbers, but also overall just accounting purposes. That helps a lot for sure. And then I mean, I don't know if mixers or any sort of machinery counts as tech. In my mind, it does, but I don't
But are
know if
you,
that's.
but in terms of like your website, are you also using like Shopify, for example?
Oh, within, well yeah, absolutely. So my website right now is hosted through Wix, which I'm eventually gonna nix that because I hear one more bad thing about Wix. I'm gonna scream because I'm like, okay, y'all, okay, I get it, I get it. Wix is not the best, it's totally fine, but it's what I started with and it's what I'm rolling with right now until I can get to that, you know, that problem in a sense. Because really it is somewhat of a problem because, you know, Wix is great in its own right for those who know how to use it. But for somebody who's doing this himself for the most part, it would help if I had another like host website or another, you know, type of website that I could edit and do things myself easily without having to pay someone. Not that I don't mind, but you know, when you're just starting out in the storefront, you don't really have, you know, disposable income to be like, oh yeah, let me buy this service, let me buy this service, let me hire this person and such. So, but yeah, for now I use Wix. I don't know if Google profiles counts. I have one of those. And at one point I was using Thumbtack as a means of like, you know, gaining clients or whatnot, but that got nixed because I heard some bad things about that too. In my experience with Thumbtack, it's kind of the same like with Wix. It's not terrible, but I could definitely see what the negative comments, I could see the validity in those comments because I'm like, okay, I'm starting to experience some of those things. So maybe I should consider switching over. So Shopify has been getting a lot of hoorah lately. So I'm starting to think that maybe I should switch over to them.
Sure. So, do you like AI, like artificial intelligence? Today is the age of AI when like everybody is getting benefits out of it. So, do you think it can be suitable or it can do something good for your business or for you maybe?
I think so, yeah. It has its benefits. I've actually played around with AI a bit on my website when editing, you know, certain things. I've only learned a little bit about AI. Of course, it's been the talk of the town for like the last, I wouldn't say the last year. It's probably been a lot longer than that. We're just now getting more information about it and it's becoming more of a forefront thing now. But I see no problem with AI completely. I can't really speak too much about it because I personally, again, I never used it much. But I think it has its benefits just like any other technological advance, if used correctly. I've heard great things about it. I've also heard some bad things about it. So until I, you know, until I get my fingers on it and use it a little bit more, then I, you know, I think it's okay in my book so far.
Awesome. So can you talk more about like what a typical day looks like for you? Like, are you baking everything yourself or like, you know, like at the store? Like, what does that look like?
So right now I am taking things up pretty slow. I'm kind of working hybrid. I'm working from home and also from the kitchen. So I work 2 days out of the kitchen, Fridays and Saturdays to be specific. And then all the other days are spent working from home. But a typical day is not a thing for me. It's not a thing for me. I don't have this schedule where I'm like, oh, I wake up and I bake and I go do this, I do invoices. It's like, no, I plan my week and then the chaos just somehow, like water, it just flows in, it just fits wherever it can. And most days are pretty smooth. Some days are a bit much. But I guess if I had to sum it up, a typical day that I would like or that has happened more often since the storefront has been, you know, like I said, hybrid. So most days I'm home. So it's, you know, sending out invoices, it's emailing clients, it's reaching out, networking, it's shopping, a lot of shopping, for supplies or ingredients and things like that. And then overall, it's just continuing to plan out my week because a lot of times my week will change during the week or early in the week. You know, either clients have to reschedule, they'll cancel, or I'll have to do a last minute event. I get a lot of last minute clients asking for orders. So that's a big one. So typically it's just waking up and going with the flow, how the day goes. I have my basis of how I start. You know, I know what I have to do for the day, but then, you know, weaving and flowing with how the day goes itself. So
that makes sense. So is most of your business B2B or B2C? Like, where do you see things growing? Because you mentioned that you're baking stuff for events. So is it like, you know, lots of corporate business or also just more selling directly to your customers?
It's a bit of both. Personally, I'm okay with that because that's a good way to keep your revenue flowing in different directions. Cash flow is one of those things that I'm really trying to work on right now. And the last few years, it's been pretty terrible. I'm not going to lie to you, to be completely transparent. But I've, like I said, I've learned a lot over the years, especially now that I have the storefront. And what I would like to see is to continue in a better direction as to what I'm doing now. So directly to clients for sure would be great because I definitely love the custom cakes aspect. I love the custom work. But catering I love as well. And I know on both ends between the clients, my direct clients and, you know, other businesses, being a vendor for them or wholesaler for them could be a great revenue factor as well for me. So in the future, I just want to be in a space where I have the bandwidth to be able to do both with the staff attached to it. So, cause right now it's really just me and it's a lot. It's a lot. So I'm having to really adjust and cut out a lot of different things that bring in revenue because I don't have the physical bandwidth to do it. But I know right now, like I said, it's just where I'm at right now. I'm not mad about it. I know I'm growing. So my future that I'm looking forward to, I'm looking forward to.
100%. I think that's like any business, right? You're going to have challenges. And I think if you're growing, you know, month over month or year over year, and you're seeing that progress, like that's what it's all about. Like it takes time. And I think everybody who we speak to always tells the same thing. It always takes longer than you think it's going to take. But it's if you're seeing that progress year after year, okay, like I'm going in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you.
Awesome. So in terms of like the bigger vision, like do you see yourself maybe even making products that are going to be in stores like an HEB or Central Market? Or do you think it's more of just like a local bakery and capturing like the Dallas market?
Oh, definitely the second. Definitely the second. I have nothing against anybody who decides to do that. I know a few businesses that are in stores and that's great. That's great for them. That's not what I want. I'm a very local kind of person. I'm a very down to earth kind of person, meaning I will prefer to deal with different types. I like talking to people and I feel like where I'm at and then the direction I'm going will allow me to do that because it's going to sound really crazy, but I'm not in this for the money. And people have shot me down plenty of times for saying that, like, you're crazy. Why are you a businessman? Why are you an entrepreneur? And I'm like, well, guys, the way I see it is, it's like, I know what I'm doing. I believe in my talent. And I call it a gift, but I know my gift will bring in the money from, you know, from the moment I had confidence in what I do from when I first started up to now. As long as I put the product out there and I'm doing what I can to advertise it or to get it known or to let people see it, there are going to be people who want to buy it. And to me, that's just like the simple version of business because we all started off where all these major corporations started off as mom and pop. And literally all they did was exist and just say, hey, guys, I'm a local McDonald's, for example. I'm a local hot hamburger joint. Like, and my burgers are only like 10 cents a pop. Like, come on down here to, you know, McDonald's and get you a burger. And then it just grows and it just grows and it grows. As long as you're growing with that growth personally and professionally, the money will come.
100%. No, I say the same thing, by the way. It's like, no, it's like you have to be passionate. If you're just in something, quote unquote, for the money, you're never going to be successful because you're just, you know, you're not passionate about it. It's like you're thinking about the wrong thing. Obviously, listen, yeah, you want to charge as much as you can, as much as you are worth. But at the same time, like, you know, you have to focus on the value. Like, I'm sure for you, it's the same thing. But for us, it's like, okay, like, if somebody tells me, okay, like, you did a great job on their website or whatever, like, that's a great, you're like, okay, like, this is like, that makes my day. And I'm sure for you, when you get that positive feedback, oh, wow, this, like, you know, you made all this for my, you know, kid's birthday, and this is amazing, you know, best desserts ever. You're like, wow, like, this is why you do it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And to piggyback on what you said, passion is a big thing, for sure, because like you said, the money will come, but if the passion ends in there, it's not even necessarily about the money. It's if the passion is there, you'll never be happy. You have to be willing to, the passion allows you to make the sacrifices and still be content at where you are and where you're going. And also be content at where you were and how you got to where you are now. There's a lot of humbleness required in being an entrepreneur because you will miss the mark. As long as you're a human being, in my opinion, we weren't born perfect. We'll never grow into perfection. So no matter what we do, our gifts we use, our talents, our networking skills, our money-making skills, how much money we have, all these different factors. If you just genuinely do not have a passion for living and just a humbleness about you, you'll never be happy with yourself, and you'll never be happy with what you put out and what you get back, whether it be from clients or be from family or any otherwise. So,
Yeah, awesome. So if I'm going to go to your store, can you talk a little bit more about like what kind of desserts would I expect to see? Like what is your specialty that you're making and you're selling?
yeah, absolutely. So right now, as I said, bandwidth wise, it's just me. So what I've been putting out so far is just simple things: cupcakes, individual cupcakes, cookie packs. I throw in a few special items in there. Maybe I might do some cake pops if I have time or extra cake left over. I've done brownies at one point. And then I just created or curated these beverages that I call teas and coolers, which the idea, actually, the name of the product came from the person I'm sharing the space with, Val from Val Cheesecakes. He actually coined that name. And I said, actually, that's a pretty great name. So credit to Val for that. But the drinks themselves, I curated the recipes and whatnot. So it's two options right now. And then I have a savory dish that I created years ago while working for Val. The context there, I used to work for Val for 4 years, and it was an idea that I was just kind of throwing out there. And he's like, that's never been heard of. You should totally do that. Fast forward later. Here it is. It's called the cornbread bowl. And it's a savory item that I offer that involves one of my baked items, which is cornbread, a honey butter cornbread that I make. And then it has mashed potatoes, sauteed veggies, fried chicken bites, and then the secret sauce that I created. I have like so many variations of that, as far as like different flavors and cuisines and such. But ultimately, when you walk in, you can definitely expect like cupcakes, the teas and coolers, the cookies, and ever so often some special products. Or special flavors, and then also the cornbread bowl on Saturdays.
Awesome. So, what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before we started this company?
Oh, don't do that. Come on, Dan. there's so many pieces of advice. I'm like this and this and this. It's probably the one that I'm still kind of struggling with now. It's trust the process from start to finish. And in the middle, mainly in the middle, because that's where it hurts the most. Start and finish is great because it's like you're nowhere and now you're somewhere, but in the middle, it's like you don't know where you're going. You're like, I'm following the plan that I made for myself. I'm making changes, and those changes hurt, but I don't know how this is going to come out. You don't know what the end looks like. You really only know what the beginning looks like, and you can't go back. So you can't, well, you can start over, but you still end up at a new beginning. Because now you have, it sounds really odd, but now you've been from the middle to the beginning with a different beginning because you have more information now. So trust the process. That's all I can say. Trust the process, through the whole process, even when it hurts, even when you want to give up, even when you're tired and you feel like what it is that you're doing is not for you. It's okay to reevaluate. Just trust the process.
That makes sense. So, in terms of getting the word out, obviously the storefront helps, but do you spend a lot of efforts and time on marketing on social media, or what does that look like?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, my biggest push is through social media since that's kind of where the world is going right now. I've also have, like I said, the Google business profile that helps a lot. So I try to keep that updated as much as possible. I'm also on a delivery service, Grubhub. I think that helps a bit because they're very big into marketing, which is great. I love that marketing is like their first thing, and then they push your product in a sense. And then they market themselves as a delivery service. So it's almost like a two for one special. It's like, great, I have a company that's really pushing for my product and my company, but also they have a delivery service attached to them as well. I consider getting on Yelp, but I feel like Yelp is dying out, honestly. It's
Yeah.
still, you know, everybody still mentions it, but it's kind of like yellow pages and white pages. They just sit in the background on the back burner. And I think, of course, also collaborating with other small businesses like Val. Although we share a space, we still collaborate. And then I've collaborated with other small other businesses as well. I think that helps with promotion as well, because then it's not only you promoting yourself, but you're also promoting someone else, and then they're promoting you and themselves as well. So collaboration is definitely is a big one. I've considered doing a commercial, but I don't think I'm there yet.
Makes sense. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you expect things to go for your business?
I expect to have more free time, to be honest with you. But more importantly, I expect my name to be a little bit bigger than what it is locally. It's essentially my product in a few other locations, because I definitely want to get into that marketing of being able to, you know, be a wholesaler for either other businesses, or being a vendor for other major corporations, you know, like hotels and such. I expect to really bring in more cash flow. So I expect to be a little bit bigger than where I am right now and a little bit more successful. And also, honestly, to have at least one or two staff members.
That's awesome. So, if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website and social media handles?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can honestly, the easiest way to do it is to Google Snaps Pastries, and it'll bring up not only my Google profile, it'll bring up social media, as far as Facebook or Instagram, because it's the same across the board. And you can also, it'll also bring up the website as well. But as long as you put in Snaps Pastries, it'll bring up the website, all my social medias, and my Google profile. So there's no way you shouldn't be able to find me. So at Snaps Pastries, SnapsPastries. Should I slow it down?
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Well, TJ, I want to say thank you so much for your time. We're rooting for you. Hopefully, you keep growing here in
Thank
Dallas. And yeah, thank you so
you.
much.
I
Thanks,
appreciate it,
TJ.
guys. Thank you so much, guys. It was great meeting y'all, talking to y'all. Let me know if you
Thanks
need
so
anything
much.
sweet. I always have extras.
Yeah. I'm in Uptown, so I got to go check it out. Where's your store, by the
Oh,
way?
so I'm off of Acard and 30. So if you're familiar with downtown, it's just on the other side of Highway 30, adjacent to Hotel Lorenzo. It's the old Piggly Wiggly building right there off of Acard and Griffin. It's just right there. You can't miss it.
I got to stop by then. Okay, that sounds great.
Please. Hey,
Nice.
come on in.
Awesome. Thanks,
Thanks,
TJ. Thank you. Thank you. Cool. Have a
TJ.
good rest of your
Bye-bye. Thank you,
day. All
guys.
right,
Take
bye.
care, y'all.